This week we will discuss seeking guidance. Chazal teach that a person should associate himself with Talmidei Chachamim as much as possible, for thus he will learn from their ways. The author of Sefer HaChinuch writes that connecting to Talmidei Chachamim upholds the entire Torah and is a strong foundation to help the neshama. A person who is ordinarily in the company of Talmidei Chachamim will be held back from transgressing Chas V'Shalom. As Shlomo HaMelech writes, he who goes with Chachma will become a Chacham. Surprisingly, the Torah identifies Elisha HaNavi not as the foremost disciple of Eliyahu, who received Torah teachings from him, but as the one who poured water over the hands of Eliyahu. From this we see that serving Talmidei Chachamim is even more valuable than learning from them. Besides the schus of helping them, it is specifically through such contact that one can receive guidance on how to live one's daily life. The Friedeke Rebbe related, during the times of the Tzemach Tzedek, one could find elder Chassidim visiting Lubavitch year-round. The younger Chassidim would service them, Shimush, and this enabled them to watch the elder Chassidim daven, eat, learn, and interact with others. Very often, this would impact the young Chassidim even more than their own study of Chassidus. As Chazal say, being of service to Torah sages is superior even to Torah study, for study produces a learned person, whereas Shimush produces an Oyvid Hashem and a Chassid. On another occasion, the Friedeke Rebbe related, in the past, Yungalite would spend time in the close company of Elter Chassidim. The Elter Chassidim would repay the gratitude that they owed to their own Madrichim by now relaying to the Yungalite what they had received many years earlier. This contact is what made a Chassid. This contact is what made a true Chassidisha gathering. In Tafshin Tes, the Friedeke Rebbe bemoaned the fact that young Chassidim were lacking guidance. It is unfortunate, he said, that the young Chassidim refrained from observing the Elter Chassidim, who themselves had learned to appreciate the preciousness of an Elter Chassid. Even a Talmud who is successful in his studies and in his own character refinement needs a great deal of Shimush before he is fit to guide others. As Chassidim were wont to say, an Elter Chassid has more mellow sense than a younger man who is a maskil and an oivid. In my youth, I saw how the really young Chassidim were delighted when an Elter Chassid took an interest in them. It did not matter whether the budding Chassid was told a warm word or a stern one, since he knew that it was preparing him to be able to absorb the Chabad Chassidische education into the very roots of his soul. With such a chinuch, the Chassidische child rose from level to level, enabling him in time to raise his own Chabad Chassidische family. In the winter of Tavshin Yud, the Friedeke Rebbe discussed the necessity for Chassidische guidance. He said, nowadays, many Chassidim are completely off track. It is often the loud youngsters, lightheaded and spiritually insensitive, who arrogantly jump to the head table, and thus they remain naked without a knowledge of Chassidus, and even without Midas Toivus and a Geshmak in davening. For, as the age-old Chassidic saying goes, everyone needs Chinuch, even a Rebbe who is the son of a Rebbe and the grandson of a Rebbe. Reb Michal Berliner, the legendary Mashpia, is fondly remembered by old-timers from Lubavitch as Reb Michal der Alter, old Reb Michal. When he grew frail, the yeshiva administrator suggested to the Rebbe Rashab that he no longer be paid a salary. The Rebbe told him, in my eyes, the fact that the Bachrim can gaze at him is worth a salary. He is an image of an Alter Chassid. Incidentally, some Chassidim understood that phrase to intimate that Reb Michal was equal in standing to a vintage Chassid of the Alter Rebbe. One storekeeper in the town of Lubavitch would close his shop every Monday and Thursday morning so that he could go and hear the elder Chassid Reb Hendel saying V'hu Rachum through his tears. One day during his early years in Hummel, Reb Isaac Humler farbringed with a local Balabatim and told them, the true Mizrach is at the back of the shul, where the Melamdim sit. You should listen and learn from the words of the Melamdim, just as you listen and learn from the Rebbe's words. From that day on, the Balabatim began to appreciate the Chassidische Melamdim, and the town of Hummel became bright. When the Friedeke Rebbe related the above, he added, in the past, people would study not only the words of a Rebbe, but the words of a Chassid. The young people would listen to the old folk, the balabatim would listen to the melamdim, and things were brighter.